Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
Netflix now lets you download, but many top shows are off limits.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. Netflix is now letting its subscribers download shows and movies to their phones and tablets at no extra cost. Joining us now with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Nathan, there are hundreds of titles available to download and watch offline, but you say don't get your heart set on something until you check the catalog.
Yeah, basically, if you're a big Netflix fan, and you know, a lot of us are, you know, there are some shows that you just really love. The hits lately, Stranger Things, Orange is the New Black, Master of None. Those shows you can download to your phone, you can download to your tablet, you can, you know, binge, and that's great for that, you know, cross-country flight or that road trip, or even just that like morning commute if you're taking the train or something. Don't do this while driving. That's a bad idea. But you know, that's kind of what Netflix is really focusing on here, and to a certain extent that makes sense. That's what their brand has become. But there's a whole lot of other stuff that a lot of us still rely on Netflix for that you're not going to be able to get. And, you know, that's going to come down to really, so far, a lot of Disney titles, some stuff from Warner Brothers, you know, cartoons and specific movies. So it's pretty hit or miss, and you really got to check it out.
Yeah, you say in your piece, ultimately what's available as a download may have more to do with Hollywood content deals than on what's really popular.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. I actually reached out to Netflix on this, and they say, hey, listen, we're just introducing downloads. This is new for us. And they say they're actually working with their partners globally to get the downloading rights for the bulk of the content on their service. They made no promises that you'll ever get a true one-for-one download and stream of all of Netflix's catalog. But they said, hey, it's an ongoing effort. You know, by far probably the biggest omission at this point is likely going to be Disney, and that affects a lot of different things. For example, the show Luke Cage, which is a Netflix original show that Netflix makes with Disney, which owns Marvel, you can't download that to your device. That's stream only. Other stuff like Zootopia and Jungle Book, a couple very popular films, all those tween-targeted Disney Channel TV series, those sorts of things, those are all going to be gone. Other things you're going to not be able to download, Fuller House and the Gilmore Girls, you know, these are both Netflix exclusive shows, and things that people were really excited to see come back, you know, back to television, albeit through Netflix and not a traditional TV channel. But those are left out as well. And then there's actually a bunch of BBC shows, so some stuff from the UK, like Sherlock and Luther, that you can't download. So this isn't just a U.S. problem, but something that's going to be affecting people all over the world. But that being said, you know, just a few days ago, you weren't able to download anything. So
right.
I guess something's better than nothing, maybe.
Absolutely. So have you tried it out? How long does it take to download something?
Yeah, I have tried it out. And you can do this on an iPhone or an iPad or Android phones and tablets. You can't do this on Windows Phone, and you can't do this on the Kindle Fire tablets yet. That might be coming in the future. But it takes some time. It's not exactly quick. It's quicker than what you'd get for an offline download from Amazon Prime, which is a rival streaming service. But, you know, it might take a couple minutes to get a feature film downloaded. It's definitely going to take you, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes if you're going to be downloading multiple seasons of entire shows. So it takes a little bit of time. This also depends on how quickly your internet connection is. Now, a little bit of advice here. Don't download, if possible, these shows to your device if you're just using your cellular connection on your phone or tablet. That's going to eat into your data plan. And the whole point of downloading stuff to your device really is not only to watch things when you don't have the internet access, but also to not eat into your data plan, which a lot of people do with, you know, with Netflix. So go find some Wi-Fi, you know, whether that's at a McDonald's or a Starbucks or your apartment or work or whatever. Another bit of advice, these download sizes are big.
Okay, because I have to back you up there and ask, Did you just say that downloading a whole season of episodes might take like 15 minutes? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, it can take some time.
Because that sounds really fast to me.
Well, that, you know, all things considered, that's pretty quick. But by today's standards, you know, you can download an app in seconds. A lot of people get up and streaming in seconds. So, you know, relatively speaking here. Now, if you're doing it in the background while you're, you know, washing dishes or, you know, talking to your roommate or working or something, you won't even notice. But if you're sitting there looking at the clock, it might be a slow 15 minutes before you're boarding that plane or something. You know, definitely plan ahead.
Okay, fair enough. I wasn't comparing it to like an app. I was thinking of downloading something out of iTunes.
Oh, well, you, that's a good point, actually. So the quality that you're going to get for an HD download of like a film or TV show from iTunes to your iPad or iPhone is going to be way, way higher. You're not getting true HD, super refined quality with these downloads here. Basically, what you're getting is quality that's going to look good on your phone or tablet, you know, a few inches away, you know, maybe even a couple feet away if you're watching it. It's not going to be the sort of thing where you hold it like, you know, a few inches from your face and it's still going to look good. It might look a little muddy. So this isn't going to be, you know, 4K. This isn't going to be 1080p or anything like that. This is going to be a little bit less than that. And part of the reason why these download sizes are a little bit less than high resolution is partially because they want to make it as quick as possible, but also partially because you're going to be watching this stuff on a mobile device and likely, you know, not a big screen, a 1080p television as you might do with iTunes.
Right. And it's probably also coming back to that whole data plan thing.
Exactly. Definitely data plans. This is a big point of consideration here. Basically, Netflix, as much as possible, wants to be the place where you go when you want to watch shows, when you want to watch movies, when you want to stream. And they're losing a lot of users when people are offline. And so far, that has really worked out to the benefit of rivals like Amazon Prime and iTunes and things like this. Google also has their own offline downloads through their Google Play Store. And this is kind of a way to keep you in their app longer by offering more of their stuff, even when you can't stream.
You mentioned Amazon a few moments ago. Overall, how would you say this compares to video from Amazon Prime?
You know, it's really getting pretty close here as far as the sort of parity between the services. Most stuff that you want to find, you're likely going to be able to find on both Netflix and Hulu, and that means, you know, like you know, classic movies. You might find you know, stuff like Jaws or Pulp Fiction or something like that on both stores. Even, you know, some popular TV shows and cartoons. The point of differentiation between the two really usually comes down to that original programming. So Stranger Things, you know, that's a big hit show, and that's exclusive to Netflix and nowhere else. So that's kind of where the line is really drawn for most people between Amazon Prime and Netflix and even Hulu.
Anything that surprised you about this?
You know, one of the things that did not necessarily surprise me, but it might surprise a lot of people who don't think about these sorts of things, is just how big the downloads were, despite not being super high resolution. For example, you know, an entire season of a television show could run over a gigabyte. Pulp Fiction, which is a great film, you know, is 732 megabytes, so nearly a gigabyte. Very quickly, if you start downloading this sort of stuff to your device, it's going to eat up storage on your phone. So if you have maybe one of those 16 gigabyte iPhones or something with low storage, you got to be careful here because you might not be able to download much in the first place. Now, it's easy to download to delete downloads if you're running out of space inside of the app, but it's something you're going to want to definitely take some consideration for. So maybe there are other apps on your phone or tablet that you're just not using very often, and before you go on that big trip, you might want to delete those to free up some space here or, you know, clear out your camera roll.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles joining us from San Francisco. Thanks very much.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.